This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour of the program, plenty of time for your calls. You dial in toll free, bring up anything. We still have yet to talk tonight about North Korea and their so-called black market generation. We'll explain more about what that's about here in a moment. With you tonight, though, it's Ian
and Mark.
We're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. We had Ty on the line in Tennessee. He was talking about New Age viewpoints, which have been expressed on this show earlier tonight and in the past as well. We had Lot call in about them. I like a lot of them personally. I also like a lot of the Buddhism and Hinduism and some parts of Christianity and Muslims. I like all kinds of little bits of different religions. Anyway, you were saying that they should be looked at with a critical eye, Ty, and you were kind of explaining your perspective.
Yeah, I'm saying that accepting these ideas uncritically is dangerous because it's possible to lose touch with reality. But on the flip side, a belief in a higher purpose is also beneficial to human happiness. You know, it's a double-edged sword, so to speak, because in our modern world, science really is supreme, and scientific materialism really isn't enough because it totally disregards the human spirit. You know, according to scientific materialism, life is just a big accident and everything is pointless, which is a very depressing idea to the human spirit. So
yes,
searching for the meaning of life, the origin of consciousness, trying to understand awareness and considering life to be sacred, those are very beneficial things for human happiness. But you have to, while you have your head in the clouds, you have to also keep your feet anchored on the ground, or you will lose touch with reality.
What's the disadvantage of losing touch with reality?
The disadvantage of losing touch with reality
is not so great, right?
Well, you're pretty much going to go nuts, you know.
I've been there. It's bad.
You find somewhere,
yes, he has. I took him to the hospital.
You may be involuntarily confined.
Pose
a complete danger to yourself, you know. So I think the last time I called and spoke about things like this, we were talking about, you know, having faith that a truck won't harm you. You could just walk in front of a truck. Well, that's a pretty dangerous thing to do,
yeah.
You know. You're not going to faith yourself away from getting run over by a truck.
No doubt.
So I think that it's very important to maintain a balance. There is, I mean, I'm a student of esoteric knowledge. I find the subjects fascinating, like you were talking in Buddhism, Hinduism, Toltec wisdom. I think I've called and spoke about that before from Don Miguel Ruiz. That's his tradition, is the Toltec tradition. And I think all of these are fascinating, and they actually are life-empowering as long as you use this to kind of fulfill your sense of purpose in life, because that's what scientific materialism cannot give us, is purpose and meaning. And that is what spiritual seeking can give to us, is this meaning and purpose to life. But you have to find that balance between objective reality and spiritual yearnings.
I tend to agree.
Good advice. Thanks, Ty. Appreciate it. 855 450 free. James in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, James.
Hi, Minister.
You're on the air.
I'd like to talk real quickly about Lot's four laws.
Okay.
Number one, you exist, otherwise known as I think, therefore I am. It's called a syllogism. In other words, it's fallacious. So number one, it's nonsense, like your fellow talk radio head said. Number two, all is one and one is all, is a classic tautology. In other words, it's nonsense. Therefore, it's fallacious and shouldn't be taken seriously. Number three, karma. That's called wishful thinking, which is fallacious. Therefore, nonsense. Number four, good vibrations. Well, that book that his parents brought him up to believe in the Baptist Church, which is, by the way, not equal with the Catholic Church. It's inferior, I would say, by a lot. apostle nonsense, but love thy neighbor as thyself and treat one as you would expect to be treated are pretty good laws. But, hey, Mark, you checked out your Facebook page recently?
I don't know. A couple days ago, I guess. What's up?
I didn't think you had, but I know that Ian has. He's one of the a person who thought I was calling in under the under being paid, and that my angry being angry is a bit. And somebody just said, "No, that's all nonsense." I know that was the minister, isn't it, that said that, Ian?
I don't know what you're talking about. What?
One of you from Free Talk Live responded to somebody named Vic, but I think you do know what I'm talking about. About Johnny Prine, or Price, excuse me.
Well, honestly, I don't look at hardly Facebook anything page. On our Facebook
He's
page.
He's talking about the Free Talk Live Facebook page. I thought you were talking about my my Facebook page. I'm sorry.
Mark.
I do keep a pretty good idea of the Facebook page.
Do you know what he's talking about, Mark?
I think that somebody mentioned him. I think two people mentioned him, and I think that he, you know, he really gets excited when people mention him on the Facebook
Wait
page.
Wait a second. You think or you know, Mark, because you read it. See, I don't. The two faces of Mark. BS is lying, and you're lying to me, Mark. You saw what Johnny Price wrote. And
I don't know. Sign a statement or something, because there's like six or seven different people that have the sort of.
I need a little
access.
Reminders. You know, I'm sorry that James, you are not the most important thing that happens in my day.
You were a pillar on your Facebook page if they used your name, or called you a little bitch and used your name. I would never forget that, Mark. So don't lie to me. But the reason why you're not my buddy and why I'm angry with you guys is because you're scum. You love
James,
hearing people.
Bye now, James. You just want to call names.
There's 30,000 people on our Facebook page. You know, a lot of things happen there. So comparing,
well, there's not 30,000 active users. There are people, 30,000 people who've clicked like.
Understood. But would you agree that the Free Talk Live Facebook page is more active than the average person's Facebook page?
Oh, well, certainly.
So, you know, whatever I saw there or responded to there or whatever is, you know, not the most important thing that happened to my day.
AC's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. AC.
Yeah, it's interesting that you guys just got done with James DeWitt, because I think I know what he's talking about when he's talking about your Facebook page. One of the things he's talking about is he's talking about a video about him that I made about him after our last conversation where I was a little pissed off.
Oh, and you posted that to the Facebook page?
Yeah, to the Free Talk Live Facebook page, yep.
Okay.
The video was a response to my last call, the last time me and DeWitt kind of went at each other. And basically what I did was I found segments, I play clips from different clips from we've called in previous shows, and I make, and I say, here's where he's talking about supporting murder, here's where he's talking about genocide and things like that. And I think he was, because he actually mentioned my real name, which is Aaron Clark, by the way, and this was a Sunday night show, by the way, in case you're curious. And I thought that was interesting. And I think he's a kind of butthurt because, I called him out on the things he's been saying. That video, and I think
well, Witt's always butthurt. I mean, James is always butthurt about something, and that's the character. Whether he's a real character or not, I don't know. It still remains to be seen. Mark believes he's real.
Absolutely.
I think he seems pretty real, but somebody else said that they thought that they heard him cracking up one day, like, or about to start laughing when he was on the phone, as though he were playing a character.
Conspiracy theories, you know, permeate all portions of our life. At this point, we have no information that he's anything. I don't think anybody could replicate Witt.
Anyway, AC, what was the point of your call tonight?
Well, the point was to respond to something he said Sunday night that I kind of was is one of these because based on that video, there was one clip where it was a previous show where it was Witt, Mark, and Daryl talking about the wars in the Middle East. And at one point, Mark, you did say that the people in the Pentagon deserved it. It deserves 9/11. There is a part where you did say that.
Yeah, I really hate that particular quote. I don't know how to properly phrase what I mean there.
It was a misunderstanding based on the fact that you were aggravated with them. You missed.
Well, what I was trying to say is that there were civilians in the towers in 9/11, but that there are military personnel in the Pentagon. If you're going to fight a war, it seems to me you should go after military personnel, do people that believe the United States is over involved in the Middle East have a point? I think they have a point. Do I think individuals in the U.S. military deserve to die? I don't, but it's not a big surprise to me if you sign up with the organization that whose job it is to oppress people, that some people are going to react to that.
Thanks, AC, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you'd like and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Bring up anything here, toll free at 855-453. You can join us on the phones or via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. If you're going to do Skype, you do have to send a contact request first. It will be approved probably within 15 minutes. And then after that, it's easy to call in from that point forward. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on our site. We do it free, unlike a lot of those talk show hosts that want to charge you for their website. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy.
CashIntoCoins.com, it's the best place to go get Bitcoins. If you're looking to get into the Bitcoin marketplace, you're going to need some. Now, you need a wallet, and you should go to blockchain.info to get your wallet, but you're going to need to put Bitcoins in that wallet. Now, a wallet's an account, essentially. It's a numbered account, and Bitcoins are a way of demarcating value. They're an international currency that allow you to send and receive money across international borders or within national borders. Without having to pay any fees, or if you do, there's some services that have you paying negligible fees, pennies, in order to send money back and forth. But Bitcoins they're fascinating technology, and I think they're really going to change the world, as evidenced by, Dish Network now accepting them coming into third
later
quarter.
Later this year.
Yeah,
very
later
exciting.
In this year. And I expect large companies to continue to look into Bitcoin and continue to accept it. It wasn't eBay said again, reiterated that they're interested. A lot of
these big companies take a while though to make a move.
Overstock didn't.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They turned on a dime.
Overstock originally announced plans and then changed their announcement to, all right, we're doing it now, rather than to wait, because they didn't want their competitors to jump in the game beforehand. And that could happen to Dish.
I'm thinking is a DirecTV going to say, oh, really? Thanks for telegraphing your plans here. We'll just go ahead and accept Bitcoin too. But we'll do it a week before first quarter.
We'll do it next month.
So there you go. If you want to get some Bitcoins, go to cashintocoins.com. The rates are great. All you have to do is use a money order check or wire transfer, and you can get it. So it's cashintocoins.com. By the way, they do sponsor our Bitcoin tip jar page, which is bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And you go there, find all kinds of information about how to get Bitcoins and learn about Bitcoins and all that kind of stuff.
All right, still to come, the North Korean black market generation. We'll find out more about them. Uncle Fudd is on the line first in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Uncle Fudd.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Maybe a misunderstanding there about the whole vibration-raising thing. I understand how easy it is to misunderstand coming from a materialistic standpoint. And I'm not talking about atheists, because lots of atheists understand that kind of thing. But it's not a hippie, dippy 1960s type of thing. It's an actual increase in your vital energy that this gentleman is talking about, whether he knows it or not. But I'm just saying that because of your basis of your philosophy, which is materialism.
Whoa. What makes you think that the basis of my philosophy is materialism? And when you say your philosophy, do you mean mine or Mark Edge? There's two people on this show.
Well, I think both of you.
All right. Tell me what you mean by that, then.
Well, it's pretty simple, I guess. Materialists believe that matter exists, and we say, for instance, spring forth from matter. Non-materialists, such as myself, believe that consciousness exists and matter springs forth from consciousness.
I'm on board with you, Uncle Fudd. I'm a panentheist personally, so I think you've pegged me wrong. I don't know about Mark. I'm not sure how he feels about this.
I don't know. I'm going to have to hear more.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, okay, who needed to hear more?
Mark needs to hear more. I'm on board. I think that nothing existed before it was thought into existence. But go ahead, Mark. Or Uncle Fudd.
All right. Well, the more is concerning the vibration. Let's get into that. Rather than the reasons why I was assuming you were a materialist just because of lack of insight into what he was saying as a real thing. When you raise your vibration, many people do it every day. Athletes do it. People who follow spiritual paths of some sort or other who have a discipline do it. That's why a yogi or a Tibetan monk can live in the sub-zero and melt his ice-cold blankets and so forth and so on. It's a real phenomenon, and it's the only way we're actually going to get through this, because it solves all your problems. It solves all these problems that are insolvable to you, and it immediately you make immense progress toward all these problems.
Well, I mean, it's statements like that that I think are going to look. I'm mostly on board with what you have to say. It was Mark that was really the critic of Lot earlier tonight. But when you make a statement like raising your vibration solves all your problems, I mean, it's inevitable that somebody's going to poke holes in that.
Say that. How can you repeat me so wrong? I didn't say it solves all your problems. I used the word many, not all.
I totally missed that, because I could have sworn you just said, Mark, did he say it solves all your problems?
I thought he said it solves all the problems.
Okay, then I apologize if I misheard you there, Uncle Fudd. Go ahead. So you're saying it solves many problems?
I'm saying it goes a long way towards solving many problems, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And here's why I say that, because you're stronger, you're smarter, you're faster, and you don't need very many people like that to make a difference in the world. And a proof of that is, all your great, and another reputation of an earlier statement that you all made, is many of the great civilizations of the past, and I'm talking great and long-lasting civilizations, have been based on a small class of incredibly talented people who organize everybody else. And that means like somebody sitting on a throne at the top of this. I don't like it because I like freedom. But those were great civilizations. They were organized. There was less death, less starvation, less war than we have, because we have let a few really crummy people get on top of us.
Now, you said this isn't a hippie viewpoint. I mean, it certainly seems that way. It's always kind of been in the New Age genre, and that has always sort of been the bailiwick of the hippie community. I mean, you obviously don't describe yourself in that way. How did you come across all this?
I am Uncle, after all, Uncle Fudd. Grandpa, yeah. I lived through that era, but, you know, you don't stop there. I've been exploring what consciousness is and what the mind is for a long time, and I have managed to find a lot of things, very simple and free things that actually do raise your vibration. It makes you healthier, makes you more alert.
Give me one example. Give me one example of a vibration-raising activity.
I'll give you four examples real quick of things that everybody can do, and it will solve a lot of your health problems very fast. One is touch the earth with your body. Don't be insulated from it. Just a few minutes every day. Sit down. Put your feet. Put your hands. Lay your back down on the earth. We need to synchronize our system. It's been that way for decades. Number two, fresh air, clean air. Learn to breathe. Get a breathing app for your smartphone. Number three, drink clean water. Don't drink poison water and don't eat poison food. Okay, five, don't take their poison medicine.
All good ideas, Uncle Fudd. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for sharing tonight. 855-450-FREE. I mean, there's nothing much to disagree with there, right?
I think, well, their poison medicine, I think, is, do I think that the America is over-medicated in many cases? Do I think some people are taking medicines that keep them alive? Yes, I do.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. However, you will not vaccinate your child, correct?
He is not vaccinated.
It's safe to say you're a skeptic of the medical establishment, then.
Okay.
Let's continue in moments here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and you can join us on Skype as well at username lrn.fm. Take control here on Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. In fact, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go and get your shopping taken care of at shop.freetalklive.com. You can go shop at Amazon. You can do Newegg. It's back. There was some issue with the behind-the-scenes setup with Newegg last few months. It's back on board for Newegg US and Newegg Canada. There's also Walmart now available, which we're experimenting with. I have yet to really verify that the Walmart thing is actually working, so use at your own risk with the Walmart.
What's the risk?
The risk would be that we might not get a percentage of the purchase. I think it'll work fine.
So you'll get your product and the same service and all that, and Free Talk Live might not.
Yeah, the risk is to us, I guess, is what you could say.
Use at our own risk.
I suspect it will work, but I just have yet to verify that that is the case. Because we're not actually making as much off the Walmart deal as the Amazon, but sometimes Walmart's got a better price, and you should go where the better price is, I think. So now you can actually shop and compare prices through shop.freetalklive.com. So let's continue here, finally, to the story that I had teased last night. We never got a chance to get to it. North Korea's black market generation from Washington Post Opinions. Yeon Mi Park is the author here, writing from Seoul. I escaped from North Korea in 2007. 2 years later, I arrived in Mongolia, along with my mother and five other people. Armed with knives and prepared to kill ourselves, we begged the soldiers who caught us not to send us back to our native country. Like, because as you might imagine, you get sent back to North Korea if you try to escape by the, you know, the Chinese catch you.
It's probably not great.
Not going to go well for you. Like a lot of North, which is why they were willing to kill themselves in that case. Like a lot of North Korean refugees, I would not mind visiting a reformed North Korea one day. I have hope for such a place because while the international community debates on how to help North Koreans, change is happening from within.
Okay.
To paraphrase Lenin, things have to get worse before they get better. In the last decades of the 20th century, North Korea's economy went from bad to worse, hitting rock bottom during the famines of the 1990s. To survive, North Koreans began to engage in private market activity, which today accounts for as much as 80% of family income.
Jeez.
Now, yeah, just focus on that for just a moment and think of how different that is from what your life might be. While there are some people in the United States who are sort of off the books, in North Korea, most everybody's doing some off-the-books business.
Sounds that way.
The supermajority of what they're doing, the money they're bringing in, is coming from the black market. And this is what the market will do. I mean, if the market is restricted, it just goes black. It goes underground, continues to operate. In this case, people started to starve.
It's like trying to stop a river.
Right. They starved under the old system, and they decided, okay, we're going to take care of ourselves now. And they went ahead and did that. The public distribution system that has provided North Koreans with rations since the 1950s can't compete with the spontaneous order of the market. There are many changes going on, and it is my generation, often called the Jangmadang, or black market generation, that will make changes permanent. North Korea's black market generation has three main characteristics. The first is that it has no devotion to the Kim dynasty. Kim Il-sung founded the country in 1948 and ruled it with an iron fist until his death in July of 1994. Born in 1993, I was brainwashed to glorify him and his economic system of juche, or national self-reliance, but I have no memory of him. There are some in my generation who profess admiration for him and his progeny, but they just don't want to lose their loyal status under North Korea's government-imposed Songbun caste system.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that if you don't talk loyal enough, you're pretty quickly out of the favor of whomever.
Absolutely. In fact, you don't talk loyal enough, you might be put to death, as he did with his uncle a few months back. They are concerned about themselves, not the Kim dynasty. The second characteristic of the black market generation. Our black market generation has had wide access to outside media and information.
Okay.
The private market has provided more than food and clothing. It has also provided televisions, bootleg South Korean movies and K-pop videos, USB drives and DVDs, meaning flash drives. As a girl in North Korea, I saw Titanic, Cinderella, Pretty Woman, and Snow White, not to mention WWE wrestling.
Sweet! So she knows about the New World Order, too.
As American philosopher Eric Hoffer wrote,
suck it.
Quote, it's not actual suffering, but a taste of better things, which excites people to revolt. North Koreans, who have grown up watching such entertainments as I did, and know they are not as dangerous as the regime has claimed, for decades, will be unlikely to enforce censorship once they are in positions of influence. Already, seeing movies and music videos from South Korea has inspired many North Korean youngsters to talk openly about wanting to live there. Of course, they'll eventually recognize that not all South Koreans live like those they see on the screen, but they'll find that even lower-class South Koreans live better than most North Koreans. And that's certainly true, here in the United States. Being poor in the United States is a better life than being rich in the United States 100 years ago, and is a better life than being wealthy in a lot of places that are very, very poor.
Mexico, why do so many people try to come across the border, you know?
Going on here, non-governmental organizations and others who have managed to get information and movies into North Korea should be proud of themselves. They have had an impact. And what we're talking about there, we're talking about smugglers. And just to be clear, these organizations the author is referring to...
Well, smugglers are only bad when they're smuggling inside of a country that you agree with. You know, yeah. Like their rules that you agree with. Smugglers are bad in the United States if you're against... Oh my God, it's America! But smugglers in North Korea, these people are heroes. Why? Because you're a rah-rah team mentality, partisan.
Well, you may or may not be, depending on who you are.
Well, if that statement convicts you in any way, if you feel you know, like that, if it speaks to you, then that's what you are. You're a partisan, and nobody trusts a partisan.
The third characteristic of the black market generation: we are capitalistic and individualistic. We grew up with markets. We have experienced buying and selling. I recall regularly going shopping with my mother. The development of markets is important because it undermines the Songbun of North Korea. With the government in charge of social classifications and food distribution, it has always determined who could acquire wealth and who would starve. The private market removes that from government control. Members of the black market generation want to be as wealthy as the people they see in foreign movies. Based on reports that I've heard from refugees who recently escaped to South Korea, again, this person escaped in 2007, the late Kim Il-sung would not recognize his country's economy today.
Mm.
Politically, the regime still cracks down on dissent and issues meaningless edicts about the evils of capitalism, but it must know. Juche has died, and markets are on the rise. The black market generation of North Koreans will be the one to change the country's society. We know both halves of Korea well. We can lead change from the bottom up. If I ever return to a reformed North Korea, I'll be thrilled to meet my peers as we attempt to bring wealth and freedom to people who were forced into poverty by the Kim dynasty.
Imagine the importance to people of where they're born, the sort of brainwashing that goes on, this tribal mentality. This woman who left North Korea 7 years ago, four times in this short article, laments the fact that she can't go back. I'm just amazed. I'm stunned by what I'm hearing here. She wants a better North Korea with an open marketplace, mm-hmm. whatever that means to her. But, you know, I want to go back to North Korea. You can just hear it. And, my God.
I think Ed Snowden wants to come back to the United States. I mean, he's got loved ones here.
Sure.
You can't blame somebody for that. I just thought this was a fascinating little piece, and we'll post a link to it over on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. But just imagine, like, for the person writing this, the market is this wonderful thing that many in North Korea for a long time had no real experience
with.
Most
people in the United States despise it.
She says, I've experienced buying and selling as though there are people who have not, that they don't know what this is like, that they didn't know what this was like until the advent of the black market, which apparently is the primary method of earning income in North Korea. Share your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with pure Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the six most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny 6 Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-2945. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-2945. 1-800-514-2945.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim and for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We were talking earlier about the TrueCrypt situation. Maybe security isn't what you thought it was, but others are saying they think TrueCrypt is totally fine, and they find that this redaction on the part of the TrueCrypt creators is very, very suspicious. We don't know what the truth is there. Hey, there's an audience for Glenn Greenwald. That's what I was going to segue into, actually, was that Glenn Greenwald, in the realm of security, has some interesting information that he's going to be revealing. We'll tell you more about that, and you can, of course, take control of these airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
We're heading to Chicago, and I'm excited about it. It's going to be July 19th and 20th for the North American Bitcoin Conference. It's going to be held at Chicago's Cormac Place South Building. I assume that means there's a North Building. And there's going to be all kinds of speakers there besides us. And I don't know that we're going to necessarily be speaking. I'll be probably doing some emceeing work, and Ian, you'll probably be doing things too. But we're going to be doing a live broadcast, and I'm excited about it. Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante, is going to be there. Tony Gallippi from BitPay is going to be there. Kathy Reisenwitz. Roger Ver, who's, some circles known as Bitcoin Jesus, he's going to be there, the developer of Litecoin, Charlie Lee, Trace Meyer of the Armory Wallet, and a whole host of other folks that you can come see. You can find out about Bitcoins. If you like Bitcoins, you can find out where the growth's going to be. If you're looking for a job in the Bitcoin economy, likely there'll be opportunities there, too. I know there's going to be lots of folks, and it's going to be a big event. They thought it was going to be about a 500-person event down in Miami, the North American Bitcoin Conference they had down in Miami Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out to be about 2,500 people.
Whew.
So it was a big deal, and I'm excited to be involved. But yet again, you can get your tickets. Pay with Bitcoin if you'd like. BTCChicago.com. BTCChicago.com, July 19th and 20th. Please come out and see us there in Chicago at BTCChicago.com.
Looking forward to it. So you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. And Glenn Greenwald has made another big announcement. I mean, the hits just keep on coming to the NSA. Of course, if you've been paying attention for the last year, you may recall that Edward Snowden, former NSA contractor and employee, he released some really shocking information to a lot of people, and for others it was just confirming what we sort of already knew, or what a lot of people had already suspected, I guess, and that was that the NSA was really able to access anybody's email anywhere. I mean, as long as it's not PGP encrypted, they can pretty much get into whatever you've got. And that was pretty shocking. And what happened was news just kind of kept being released. Snowden had given Glenn Greenwald and some other organizations the information, and the way Greenwald was releasing it, the NSA would continue to make denials about certain things. They would
Hilarious stuff.
They would acknowledge some things and then deny other things, and then they would claim they've changed as a result.
And then what it would turn out, would they release more information that says that the denial was in fact a lie too. And, you know, it's just amusing. They just kept on getting it. Boom, hit him in the face. And then they're like, hit him in the face. It was amazing.
Greenwald and Snowden continued to prove the NSA liars.
Well,
like every single
they're
time.
They're spies.
Yeah.
What are they supposed to do? They know nothing but telling lies.
They'd have been better off just keeping silent. I mean, had the NSA not addressed any of the accusations whatsoever, I think they would have been better off. Not that I want them to be better off. I just think that would have been the case, because then they wouldn't have been able to be caught in as many lies, because they lied on top of lies. And Greenwald and Snowden called them on it. And the next thing they're going to be revealing, because remember, the last time we talked about this, or one of the more recent times, it was revealed that Snowden had, turned over like 1%, or Greenwald had revealed 1% of what he had learned from Snowden. So there's a lot more to come. A whole lot more that can be released. Oh, and by the way, I don't think we ever talked about this before we get into the new news from Greenwald. I don't think we ever mentioned this. The WikiLeaks folks did release finally the name of that country. I don't know if you guys covered this on Sunday, but
no,
we had,
I don't think so.
We had talked about it last week, where the headlines were that WikiLeaks, because Greenwald wouldn't do it, WikiLeaks was going to release the other name of the country that the United States NSA had been recording every single phone call in and out of. That one of the countries was the Bahamas. They had released that. But the other one Greenwald wouldn't release because he was concerned it would cause deaths if this information was released. WikiLeaks said, we're going to release it within 72 hours if somebody else doesn't do it first. I guess nobody else did it, because word is WikiLeaks has released that it was Afghanistan.
Hmm.
So apparently the NSA, two countries have been revealed that they've been recording every single phone call in and out of, for how long, I don't recall the time frame, but for some period of time, and Afghanistan was the mystery country.
And somebody's going to get killed over that?
Well, that's what Glenn Greenwald had suggested, was that it may lead to deaths.
All right.
I'm not sure why, and whether or not that will actually happen remains to be seen. Anyway, here's the latest from Glenn Greenwald, the Washington Times reporting that he has revealed that he's going to be publishing his most dramatic piece yet, the names of those in the United States targeted by the NSA. One of the big questions when it comes to domestic spying is, who have been the NSA's specific targets? Are they political critics and dissidents and activists? Are they genuinely people we'd regard as terrorists? What are the metrics and calculations that go into choosing those targets, and what is done with the surveillance that is conducted? Those are the kinds of questions that I want to still answer, Greenwald told the Sunday Times of London. Greenwald also pointed to the failures of the NSA to catch Mr. Snowden during his download and theft of 1.7 million documents, and said that's further evidence of the government's inability to guarantee data security. He said, and Newsmax reported, quote, there is this genuinely menacing spy system, and at the same time, they are really inept about how they operate it. Not only was he out there under their noses downloading huge amounts of documents without being detected, but to this day, they're incapable about finding out what he took.
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, he's really pointing out that essentially they're like a baby with a gun. They've got this powerful this collection technology, but they don't even they can't even watch themselves.
So the information has not yet been released, but it's coming, and his website is Glenn Greenwald is where his new website, the one that was, you know, there was some hubbub about when it was launched a few months ago, is called The Intercept, and I don't know why he doesn't have his own domain name, but it's firstlook.org/The Intercept. If you would like to go and, you know, subscribe to his blog site to be informed when this actually occurs, when this list is released. I'm very curious. Who is going to be on this list? Are we going to be on the list? Are you going to be on the list?
Who's going to be on the list?
We don't know. It's fascinating, though. And how many names will be revealed? And over what time frame will the list cover?
Will you feel bad if you're not on the list, Ian?
No, not at all.
You don't have any emotional investment as to whether you're not on the list.
It's a mere curiosity. Okay. That's all. So I thought that was interesting. You can share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So you can bring up anything. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. We've got a lot on deck here, including there's other news here about the troops are staying in Afghanistan. You, Mark, had said the other day that the troops are pulling out of Afghanistan, but apparently there's about 10,000 of them, 9,800 troops.
Isn't that about what's
sitting pretty?
Isn't that about what's in Iraq?
I have no idea. I don't keep track.
I believe that's the same number that was left there at the time too. I
would hardly call that a removal of troops from Afghanistan. If you've got a bunch of men with guns and fatigue standing around, it sounds like it's still occupied territory to me. So
it depends on the number. Let me take a look.
Because you had said that the Keen, there's this weekly anti-war protest that's gone on for decades here in Keen, and you'd said they were going to call it quits because they had heard that the troops were leaving Afghanistan. So maybe you should let them know that. Actually, the troops are going to be sticking around till further notice.
Yeah, it depends on what your definition of it is. You know, I mean, as far as they're concerned, it's the military action that's over. You know, the people that are out in the central square, they don't share our view of force.
Mm.
So, you know, to them, the military action's over, so the vigil's not necessary. Now, I would argue that there's military action. The U.S. military is involved in military action all over the globe.
Right.
You don't hear about it. There's military action. There was an article written recently that said something like 100 countries or something. I don't know. Hmm. You know, I don't know exactly what's going on where. I'm skeptical of, you know, of what they mean exactly by military action, but I know there's troops being sent to Africa right now. So,
yes, there's always something to continue the vigil.
And you're not going to get told about every bullet that's fired out of every soldier's gun.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, that's an important thing to consider. Looks like there's about 30,000 troops in Korea.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
I'm just saying that, so that's what's comparable to, you know, occupation.
Shocking. Shocking amounts of troops there. 855-450-FREE. I say bring them all back to the United States. Forget about this military occupation of the world. Hour number three is coming up. Plenty of chances for you to call in about whatever's on your mind. Are you talking to an agent provocateur? We'll find out in moments on Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.